Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wondery's new podcast, This Job is History, is hosted by Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live and Rick and Morty. Steeped in factual history, this brilliantly funny podcast delves into quirky and absurd jobs from the past. Clock in and listen to This Job is History on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Seattle.
Wow, Seattle, thank you. It's going to be a good show tonight. Oh, everyone's ready.
I cannot believe you guys are like this.
It's a Thursday.
Because this is one of my favorite ornery ass cities.
Yes. Love it.
I love that you guys live somewhere where your weather's like, I could fuck you any moment. I can fuck with you right now if I want to. We were outside and it's like, it's not going to rain. I checked the Siri, okay? But it's like, but I could, you fucker. I could do it right fucking now.
You know, we went out to dinner right before this, and we ate at a place right on the water, and then a barge came through, and it just had like piles of dirt on it. And I was like, this counts as a booze cruise in New Jersey. No, I knew this was gonna be a good weekend. I didn't even tell you this because when I was at LAX yesterday, waiting to get on my plane, I was just like, I had a little snack. And being a good citizen of the world, I went to throw out my wrapper and I put it through the garbage can and someone came running up. I'm right here, the trash can's right here. Someone came running up and just barfed in the trash can. While I was like, oh, we're partying this weekend. That's the energy.
It's been a huge week in the news. I mean, a lot of stuff has been going down.
I mean, like, the American legal system seems to be at work, right? I mean, I think I saw it. I mean, it's huge, huge news that happened. I mean, Sheena got the charges dropped. What were you guys cheering about? I'm only talking about Sheena.
The fact that Trump shit could happen at the same time we're all paying attention to Sheena and Gwyneth. You know that it bugs him that he's finally back in the headlines and Sheena and Gwyneth
have upstaged him.
Are stealing that shit.
And you know what? Thank God for Sheena, because she was walking out of that courthouse with like a femme fatale umbrella.
She was.
And she was like, I'm so glad the charges were dropped. Because now the American legal system can do what it needs to do. And then the next day,
justice has been served.
As you are.
Justice is the only hot lady who still works at CERN. Like, she's the only person still serving.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlie. Charlie, too.
Yeah. The scales of justice have goat cheese balls on one scale.
A tuna tartar on the other.
Darling. Do you know that Pump actually may be closed for good? Did you guys hear about that?
Yes, I heard about it because I saw you tweet about it on the Watch. We didn't have a talk about this, but we should.
I know. I'm sorry.
What you're putting on the Twitter. Okay, this is how he says that Pump's going to be closing on our Twitter. He goes, it's all happening. Pump's closing. That's like a national tragedy. You're like laughing about it. You're like, LOL. No, you cares? Fuck that place. You know, like, how many memories do we have there?
I hate to use a buzzword, but I think you were projecting that attitude on it. Because
it was.
I was saying it from a place of like,
it's a happy way to say something. Like someone's having a baby. It's all happening. Like, it's a positive thing.
But it could also be, it's all happening.
You're going towards the end of that Penny Lane movie. You don't need to go to the end where she's all depressed and dumped. She says that when it's still all happening, it's positive.
Well, I'm sorry my tweet rattled you.
It did. I was like, people think now that we hate Pump. You know, do you know how much coke I've done at that restaurant? Do you know how many calories I've avoided at that restaurant? I can talk about it now because I'm completely innocent. Innocent of all the charges.
Yes.
Oh, cheese balls, tuna tartar.
Anywho.
Oh.
Big exciting things.
So we promised you guys, because everybody wants Vanderpump Rules right now, you know, right? Which is so hilarious because you fickle fucks, last year when we were like, it's Vanderpump Rules, everyone's like, fuck that show. I'm not coming to that show. Fuck it. Fuck that. The show sucks. Cancel it. You stick your penis in one rando hole and now look at you.
Yep.
You want it every day, all day. So there's a little news. There was that. Jax and Brittany are back from the dead, okay? Boo is right.
Yeah, this has not been a great side effect of Scandoval.
Boo is right. Now, they didn't get another show, but somebody did offer them a podcast, which is a thing now. People come up to famous people, and they're like, do you want a podcast? And they give them money, which I think is so fucking unfair.
Yeah. Okay? It's very much like, so, JX, let me tell you about what I did today, JX.
I
took the dog for a walk, JX.
So I saw an interview because, you know, they're showing up anywhere there's a camera. They're like Teddying it right now. You know how Teddy's like? You know how Teddy's like, I have a podcast. I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. I have a podcast. So,
hi, I'm Teddy.
You're like, why are you at the opening of this Baskin Robbins in El Cerrito now?
Ugh, I could only dream of being invited to that sort of opening. I'll go to anything.
Very Danny DeVito next to you, by the way.
What?
Chair is so much shorter than
no,
yours.
No, it's not.
Is it?
No, no.
It's okay. I mean, it's fine.
We have equal chairs.
Totally fine with it. So Jax and Brittany, oh yeah, so they were getting interviewed in front of like a Chuck E. Cheese or something. And congratulations to Jax for being without work so long and still being able to afford that much Coke because wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not even kidding. I was like, damn. You get that shit on unemployment?
Yeah.
I've been doing it wrong. So he's like, hey. They're like, what do you think of Sandoval? I was like, you know what I think? I think you should stop. Now he's got to be the one to be a man. He's got to grow up and he's got to be a man. You know what? I think he needs to stop wearing nail polish and just be a fucking man about it. Yeah, what's up with the nail polish? And Brittany is just next to him going,
you're a cougar.
Jax, you're going in. Jax is going in. He's going in.
I can only imagine the sort of hot takes he would have if he had his own HGTV show, am I right?
That was the best Jax try ever. Listen, it's important to try in life. But to just go on your Instagram and be like, yeah, I'm redoing this home just like I was taught, right, HGTV? They're like, no, Jax. Please stop tagging us. A formal request to Jax. Please stop tagging us and shit.
I know.
HGTV.
Listen, one of these days that Tampa social media job is going to open up. And this dark period in his life will be in the rearview mirror.
All social media jobs want is attention, right? That is so sad that they were like, Jax from Vanderpump Rules? No, we haven't contacted him.
Yeah.
They didn't even want the free tweets.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Yeah, it's sad.
All right, well, let's get to it. Previously on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Everyone keeps telling us that Margaret has an arsenal of stuff on women.
Hey, were you guys invited to Teresa's wedding?
No, honey, but it's okay. God bless her. I'm happy. It's just me, Donna Marco. I'm a happy person. I'm happy for this woman who's caused me so much pain.
Where's Paulie?
He's sick. He's going in for heart surgery tomorrow. He has a short circuit in his heart.
I love that little robot.
Johnny
Fox. He'll be okay. And he better be okay, because that is the finest goddamn man I've ever known. Oh my God. Look at Jennifer. She's so wasted. Look at Bill. Look at Bill. He's so wasted. Oh my God. Just so wasted.
Drunk.
It's embarrassing.
Drunk kitty car.
It's hard to watch. Look at it. Look at Bill over there. Scrolling on the ground. It's disgusting. I'm embarrassed for them. I'm embarrassed for their children. It's truly disgusting. Truly disgusting.
Was I being naughty?
Jen, are you okay with everything? How's everything going with you and Bill?
We're going to therapy. The way we're raising our kids, it's just not, we're not on the same page. This is our life, Judy.
I'm sorry, let's hug, okay? Let's hug before I completely, you know, fucking call you a bitch later on this episode, okay? Hugs, hugs. By the way, you know, Danielle doesn't speak to her brother. I think there's something going on there.
Oh yeah, I don't like this catty bullshit. I don't do this. I opened up to my friends and now they're talking about me? Well, I don't do well with that. The one person you don't want to have as an enemy is me, Danielle.
And scene. Wow.
Gotta hand it to these noobs.
Yeah.
I love that Danielle. She's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I'm also loving Rachel Fuda. I didn't think I would.
Rachel Fuda's a slower burn for me.
Yeah.
But I do love that she was kind of cast for her husband. I think that's a tradition on this show. Because every time you see Fuda, all you hear the guys doing is like, Fuda! 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 Yeah, Fuda! Fuda! Hey, Fuda, take this shot.
I'll do it. No big deal. No big deal.
Sit on this baseball bat, Fuda. He's like, all right, yeah. I'm a fucking man. I'll do it. Bring it over here. I'll fucking do it.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of a baseball bat.
They're waxing him. Like, just skin coming off him. He's like, yeah, I'm a fucking man. What else you got? What else you got? You don't expect a man like that looks like Bluto to fold like a house of cards, and he doesn't.
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay, so let's get on with it. So we start with everybody doing their New Jersey wake-up things, and Marge is like, go brush your teeth, you alcoholic.
Margie, I don't have alcohol breath. I had two drinks. What are you talking about, Margie?
I'm sorry. Go brush your teeth, you fat alcoholic. I mean, seriously. Like, Norm, go brush your teeth, Norm, okay?
Go put on your seafoam polo shirt, thank you.
So then we see clips of down the shore, all right, what everybody's doing down the shore. Those fucking people fishing where there's children swimming, okay? It's like a guy standing right in the surf, and there's like three children in front of him, like, wah! And he's like, oh yeah, fucking deal with that, you little fucks.
It's like the saddest version of the Little Mermaid ever. The Little Mermaid's just brought up on shore to the Jersey Shore. Hey, who's this broad? She doesn't even speak or anything.
So I'm going to go to Dolores and Paul talking on the phone. And Dolores is like, how you feeling, Paul?
Oh, I'm a little bit tired. How's your night going over there?
Should I start with the good first or the bad first?
Why don't you start with the ugly?
Speak for yourself. I'm doing so many Insta ads for plastic surgery, there's never going to be ugly spoken of again for over here. I don't know who Dolores is hooked up with, but whoever it is fucking amazing.
Yeah, who?
My God.
Who was that other woman who came in midway through the episode and started doing Dolores' confessionals?
Who is that? It's true. Well, Dolores is beautiful either way. It's not like she wasn't beautiful and then she was beautiful. She's fucking stunning. But it's like a different person.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, Justin Bieber's a lizard person. And then, or like, Justin Bieber has like a body double or whatever. And then they put pictures of them and they do look kind of different. And you're like, oh my God.
It's Dolores.
It's true. Imagine that's like what's happening to Dolores. Yeah.
Imagine if Dolores was Justin Bieber's body double.
You're not Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I am.
Baby, prove it, bitch.
Baby, baby, oh. Desposito. So what?
So they talk about, oh, well, what do you call luckily? You want to talk about the guys getting drunk, waxing fucking Fuda's chests? You just hear it every time they mention Fuda. So Fuda, meanwhile, is at home with Rachel at their storehouse, and he's like, yeah, look at my chest. They fucking waxed it, and I took it, because I'm a man. I'm a fucking man. I'm John fucking Fuda.
His chest hair looks like a highway intersection now. There's just like a stoplight right where his nipples are.
Much like everything Joe Gorga touches, that wax was not finished. You can't even wax
the
man.
There he is. So then one of my favorite parts of the episode, Joe Gorga gets strangely obsessed with Evan Goldschneider stretching. Because we have Evan stretching outside, and Gorga's like, hey, he's stretching out there, huh? He's really stretching,
what, stretching?
Huh? He's stretching,
damn,
huh?
Damn, that's hot.
And then he comes in, he's like, hey, so you were stretching, huh? Mm-hmm. You got that good stretch now? You got that stretch? You feeling stretched right now? You got a good stretch? You stretched? Are you tight? Because you look like you stretched. You're not tight, you're stretched.
That guy's tight.
He's tight.
So then they're talking over breakfast, and they're talking about how wasted Bill was the night before. And Joe's like, yeah, that was amazing. That guy couldn't even fucking walk. Yeah, because you're pouring bottles of shit down his throat, Joe. And Margaret's like, oh, my God, that was so embarrassing. I'm not a good look.
Yeah, Margaret's super judgy about people being drunk now, because that's like her whole thing against Jennifer now. So anytime there's like a smidgen of alcohol, you know what? That's disgusting.
Ah, disgusting.
Disgusting.
What is
that? Disheveled drug alcoholic. Addict.
Oh, disgusting to
disgusting.
See it. Disgusting.
It's wasted.
And Jackie's like, but you know what? Ben, Jen and Bill were both trash, both of them. She came in wasted. Did you see that drinking before you go to a party? Disgusting. Who's that?
Alcoholic. Someone call Elizabeth Shue because he's been leaving Las Vegas, okay? So now we go over to Jennifer's yellow townhome.
This is definitely one of those places you see on Zillow, and you're like, yeah, that needs some work. But then you just never do the work.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm tired.
It's like an ode to French's mustard in there. So Jennifer's making breakfast, and Bill comes down. He's like, smells good in here. Are you making sausage?
It's a special kind of sausage. It's the same color as Louis, which I thought was interesting. Like a red sausage.
So speaking of which, Louis comes in and he's like, oh, it smells so good in here. And Bill's like, top of the morning. Or if you want, bottom of the morning.
All right, let's just start this over. Verse morning, everybody.
So then we go back to Rachel's, and she's like, buckle up, Fuda, it's going to be a long day. And they're getting ready for this party, and then Fessler comes in. She's like, hello, guys, how are you?
Jennifer Fessler.
Looking good, looking beautiful. Is that what you're wearing? It's beautiful. What an outfit.
I am an official Fez head. I love Jennifer Fessler. She doesn't do anything, but she just shows up and is like, hello, it's Jennifer Fessler. And that's, I'm sold.
She will do something because she's already kind of coming for Marge. She's pulling that thing where you like befriend somebody, because Margaret's like, we've been friends for such a long time. We've been friends for 3 years. I'm like, oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah, I also have to apologize to Jennifer Fessler, because now that I have proclaimed on a public platform that I love her, in about 3 days, her husband will probably be arrested for some sort of like legal crime. And everyone's gonna be like, Ben, I can't believe you love Jennifer Fessler. Did you even look at her tweets?
That's how it happened. Or she's gonna say something racist and stupid. You know, we're gonna be sitting here like, the. Well, I won't, because I didn't say that.
He didn't say it.
So I'll
said
be like, oh, Ben.
I apologize ahead of time, everyone. I don't love her anymore.
She's, you know, Jen. So she comes in. So anyway, she got on the show like right after Marge. She came to be friends with Marge right after Marge got on the show. And then she got on the show, and she's already pulling that, we need to talk about how you're talking to people. Like, I have a lot of faith in her.
So then Nate Cabral, He's like, hey, you look phenomenal, Bill. I mean, I think we know who won drunkest of the night, huh?
Oh, me?
I don't remember feeling a thing.
And Danielle's like, our plan was to be the drunkest, but Melissa came over to talk to us, and she's like, well, they're talking about you and your brother, and that's when I got pissed, and that's when I had to get up and I had to go. It's like it's a breakfast. It's fucking breakfast. Could you just...
And then of course, Jennifer. Jennifer's always happy to weaponize what anyone says against her enemies. So she's like, oh yeah, guess what, mister? Jackie was saying, I don't buy that story, mister. She doesn't believe in you, mister.
And I have to give her a round of applause. Because she even tried to come back at me after I made it clear how do I handle things. And she still came at me.
I was like, how do you handle things? You don't invite them to your mutz parties?
I know. She literally stood in the corner of the last party and said, you don't want a piece of this, as if she was going to talk to them, and then left.
It's how we're currently dealing with Russia. We're like, you going to stay in the Ukraine, or are you going to come to the mutz party, Vlad? All right, let's have a talk.
I can't believe you just compared Danielle to U.S. foreign policy.
Well, I mean, U.S. policy is kind of just a repeated storyline that never shuts the fuck up and is constantly dramatic.
That being said, I think if we dropped a whole bunch of mutz in Ukraine, we could make a difference. So Dolores is like, So they're talking about this whole issue. She's like,
who cares? I don't care why you don't like your family member. I don't care. They're not on the TV, okay? Do you want me to talk about all the people I don't like who aren't on TV? I'll be here all day. I didn't like the Uber driver. He was an asshole. He had seat covers. I was offended by it. I was like, what'd I do? Do I have a leaky butt, reputation? Are these just for me, or are these here for every fucking buddy that gets in this car? I'd love to hear that shit.
Well, Rachel's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what she's going through. You know, it sounds like that's more of the story. But I really like Danielle, okay? I think she's funny. She's light. She's airy. I love the sprinkles on her. You're talking about a donut, aren't you? I might be.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
In the aftermath of a shocking crime, people always ask why. Why would someone do something like that? What could possibly push them to commit such a horrible act? Was it money? Revenge? What makes people like that tick? I'm Candace DeLong, host of the podcast Killer Psyche, where I explain the thoughts, motivation, and behaviors of the most violent figures in history. You may think you know these cases, but trust me, you do not. Using my decades of experience as an FBI agent and criminal profiler, I dig deeper into the twisted psychology of why. Many of the cases covered on Killer Psyche I actually worked on, like the serial killer Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and Dennis Rader, also known as BTK. Follow Killer Psyche wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Commercial.
So we cut back to Jen's house, and Jen's like, Rachel was a little shit stir, baby. She was stirring the shit, just stirring it around. And Danielle's like, oh yeah, Rachel apparently said to Margaret that I said that she's got an arsenal, a fucking arsenal. And then we see the clip of, well, she just said that you said Margaret's always ready to go, that she's a loaded gun. So then back to Teresa. Teresa's like, I was Rachel McGinnis, darling. It's always Rachel, right?
Yeah, well, I hope that... So Danielle's like, no, I wasn't saying it in a bad way when I said arsenal. I don't even know what that word even means, okay?
Because by the way, they've said arsenal a million times, and literally no one knows what they're talking about.
No one knows what it means. I like that at least Melissa was honest about it. She's like, what?
Yeah, Arsenal. That's a type of Chrysler. So, yeah, she keeps them. So Danielle's like, no, I didn't mean in a bad way. I was just saying, like, oh, well, I hope she doesn't know anything bad of me because it sounds like she's got an Arsenal shit on everybody. You know, that's what I was saying. I was pretty relaxed. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, well, Arsenals are like opinions. Everyone's got one.
You know, I had painted a different picture of Rachel in my head. I saw her as a new friend. Now I'm being painted out to be the only one conversating about this.
And now Maz is mad at me because that's shit that Rachel told her.
And Teresa's like,
you know what? You should say that. You should say that to Margaret. All right? You say that to Margaret.
Teresa's like the laziest shit stirrer ever. She's just sitting there like,
yeah. What's that girl's name again? Rachel Dada.
So Margaret's like, Jen Fesler brought it up. Let me tell you something, okay? She brought it up and was like, oh, it was an oversight, okay? And she was like, no, we have history. We have history. I guess they're talking about the Melissa's invitations, family, yeah. About Melissa's family.
It was an oversight not to invite Melissa's family. Right, Teresa? She's just trying to give Teresa an out. Like, Teresa, surely you wanted to invite Melissa's family, but it was an oversight. Am I right? She's like, I hate those bitches. Fuck all of them.
Yeah.
By the way, so last week in our recap, I was joking around. I was like, fuck Donna Marco, you know? Like, what does she deserve? Donna Marco deserves nothing, right? And I was like, I'm just kidding. I was trying to trigger the audience. So I said, just kidding. I was just trying to trigger you, right? So I get all these messages.
If you want to trigger the audience, say that Katie should give up her hotel room. That'll trigger an audience.
You see, you just did it. Look at them now. They're like Cujo up against the Pinto.
My favorite controversy of the week. Does she keep a hotel room? This nation is divided enough. It's divided enough. Go on.
So I was like, fuck Donna Marco. I was like, just kidding. Well, you guys were emailing me like, no, fuck Donna Marco. Seriously. You guys... Donna Marco is like the sweetest lady I've ever seen in my life, okay?
Yeah.
Did she make Melissa? Yes, okay? Did she make those vile sisters of Melissa's? Sure, she was half involved, all right? But anyway, you guys sent me a bunch of texts. I think this one I saw on Reddit that were all put together. So these aren't actually texts that Donna made. These are tweets that she liked, okay?
Oh, no.
So this is from Dreamboat Annie. She said, Queen of holding a grudge, double standards, hypocrisy, disloyalty, and self-righteousness. If zero self-awareness was a person. And Louis, the old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. It's an old saying for a reason. Just saying.
Liked by Donna Marco.
Liked Donna Marco.
I like it, honey, okay? I like it.
Here's one from someone named Dumb Bitch who tweeted out, is Dumb Bitch here tonight, by the way? Dumb Bitch tweeted out, Teresa is one of the worst dressed housewives of all time. Liked by Donna Marco.
This one's written name is Wannabe New Jersey Housewife, but then her at is bitch. It's like at bitch something. Fucking love the fans of Jersey, okay? Teresa looks like she jumped out of TLC's My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
That's...
liked.
By Donna motherfucking Marco, okay?
So don't let Donna fucking Marco trick you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because, by the way, I think we know who the real person was who ran over that person on the ski slope. It wasn't Gwyneth. It was Donna Marco!
So,
she's the Kaiser Soze of New Jersey.
So then we go back to Dolores, still talking about the problem with Melissa being so upset that her mom's not invited to the wedding. And she goes, listen, no matter how you paint this, it's which is something people say a lot today. They're painting a lot.
Doing a lot of painting.
The Bob Ross movie coming out with
Owen. No matter how you paint this.
No matter how you paint it. She's trying to paint it this way. they use that a lot today.
The paint in the arsenal.
No matter how much you try to paint that arsenal, it's something she said about a mom. Am I disappointed she said it? Yes, because kids are off limits.
Moms are really off limits.
And moms.
Mollies are so the fuck off limits, they don't even got a fucking zip code in their fucking limit.
And my mom's cookies, very off limits. Dog, you can talk about dog.
Well, one thing, Melissa, one thing that I'm going to say is that when Louis went looking for your mom to invite her, we were just so happy. I mean, Louis, what a good guy. Am I right? Am I right?
And Melissa's like,
she's don't leave me.
I'll never forget those Louis videos. How are they not flashing back to those Louis videos?
I don't think they ever, Bravo ever got the right to them because they never showed them last year either, which is a shame.
You put it on the fucking... Insta-snap, whatever.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, and we just can't show it, okay? So Margaret's saying that she thought it was nice that Louis went off to go find Donna Marco, that bitch. Melissa's like, yeah, but is that coming from a genuine place? You know, that Louis really believes that Teresa is wrong, or does he just want to make himself look good?
And Benino's like, well, by being the one that's going there and saying it, he makes himself look good. And Joe's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He knows what's up. He knows what's up.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know what?
You know what's up? He does.
You know what? You know what? Because when Teresa started dating Louis, it was new. It was nice. Okay? It was my new brother-in-law. Okay? I was happy. I really was. And then there are these days he's trying to be the nice guy. And then there's days he's being a dick.
And then the producer's like, did something happen with you and Louie? And he's like, long pause. He's just like looking like at the little gnats flying around in the forest. Like, yeah, yeah.
So Jen Fessler's like, Teresa, when did this shift occur? She goes, no, the thing is,
The producer says, where did this all start? She's like, I kept my mouth shut all these years, protecting my brother to keep the peace, and I'm like so tired of it, so I'm going to speak the truth. I'll be honest with you, there was a business dealing, and my fiancé lost $250,000.
Approaching the bench of Teresa Giudice, a businesswoman from Franklin Lakes who believes in love, love, love.
A.K.A. Judah J.
My brother came up with this idea, right? He wanted to do a pizza oven. And he was like, I want to do it with my sister. So Louis was like, great. And he put up $250,000.
And I said, no. Because I don't think that you should get involved in business stuff. But then he spoke to our attorney, and he was like, what percentage should I give Joey? And they came up with 5%. So my brother went nuts. He wanted 50%.
And that's just Louis. Louis tried to come harm to my family, right?
Oh, my God. What is this? What is the story?
I'm already in a pizza oven scandal. So Jennifer Fessler's like, she's like, so, did you talk about it? And Louis's like, no, because I don't work well when people deflect conversation. Now, please, don't bring up that video from last year, okay?
Yeah, then I called my brother and I was like, you know, we put up all the money. What are you doing? And I said to my brother, if you want half, then you need to put in half. And he didn't want to put in half. And then Louis took the loss. And he's like, that's it, babe. We're not doing it.
What did he take a loss for? What did you buy with $250,000? He did not take a fucking loss on $200,000. No, he did not.
You know he did not.
So then Gorga's like, this is why I was so upset last year, okay? I didn't want to talk about it because I don't want to bury my sister, okay? But if she's talking about it, I can't lie here.
Approaching the stand is Joe Gorga, local house flipper, pizza restaurateur, possible person banned from Home Depot for not paying for spray paint.
I'm a comedian. So...
I'm comedian.
Hey. Your Honor.
So Louis screwed me. Louis screwed me with the pizza business. And then my sister, she like jumped off onto his side.
That's her money, you fucking idiot.
She's not on your side. Why should she be on your side? Because you both learned how to throw cake before you learned how to speak? No. You're on the side of the person funding lifestyle. I'm on Louis' side. Where's your $250?
Yeah, but like, so I watch Shark Tank, and like when people are like, hey, I came up with a new soap, I'm looking for a $300,000 investment, they don't say, here it is, and I want 95% of your company.
Yeah, but you work a deal. Those people even work out a deal. What does Gorga do? He's like, you know what I want? Pizza oven. And then they're like, okay, let's go buy pizza ovens. And then he just sits back. He didn't know anything that was going on with his pizza business.
I feel like this was a doomed concept from the beginning. And I'm not one to get engaged too much in both side-isms, but this is both sides. They're real idiots.
Let me just say there's a lot of information missing.
It's a lot.
There's a lot of information. And money. There's a lot of money. So, I need to see where that $250,000 went to. And who's this fucking nephew? This nephew doesn't seem very trustworthy either.
I have to
who
say.
Who the fuck is this?
I personally liked Gorga's story more because it really hit a lot of sentimental notes for
he
me.
He really added a lot of victim stuff in there.
Yeah, he's like, I said, it's my idea. Okay, it's me, my high school girlfriend, aka my sister. And we're going to honor our father, okay? We're going to call it No-No. Okay, by the way, don't come up with a product called No-No. No-No.
That's a bad... I know it means grandpa, but it's like, hey, you want some pizza? No.
No-No.
No-No. No-No. No-No. No-No.
No-No. No-No.
No.
So originally it was supposed to be a thing so you can make octopus at 6 a.m., but we decided, let's make a pizza.
No-No's pizza. He asked me if I was putting in money into it. I said, no-no. Trademark. My nephew got him involved, and we ordered these ovens, and Louis put the money up, so I figured I'm giving 50% to my sister, and then he was going to get 50% of her 50%. And then my nephew comes over to my house, and he says, hey, just see the boxes we ordered? And I'm like, what boxes? And he said, Teresa just had a photo shoot with her and the girls.
And they call it Skinny Pizza. Ah, Cheetah Brand, Cheetah Brand, that's a Cheetah Brand right there, Skinny Pizza, huh? Okay, you know what, you know what, you know what, fuck pizza. Fuck skinny things. Okay, I'm the original skinny girl. Okay.
And she was, but Teresa also has her skinny Italian. So I think she was trying to go. It was either that or like Pizzolini.
So here's the question.
Fabasasa.
Fabalicious.
Okay, so here's a question. This sort of piggybacks on what you were saying.
Oh, I love it. I love a
good piggyback. Yes, me too.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Mm.
So, like you were saying, like, what did he spend his money on? So, they invested this money into skinny pizza products and a skinny pizza photo shoot. So, this was all Teresa's concept. So, what did they lose money on again? That's their idea then at that point, right?
Pizza ovens are not an idea, first of all. Can I just say that? We already have them.
Unis. They're literally, I mean, talk about like, I mean, aren't they called like Unis or something like that? Or Unos or, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, yeses or something?
So then Joe's like, yeah. And then my this guy, Louis, you know, he comes across like he does all this therapy. Then man up and be this person you say you're going to be. He's going to man up and be the owner of a company called Skinny Bitch Pizza. I don't know.
Everyone knows. A real man mans up. And it's 50-50 of a pizza company called No-No. That's what a real man does. So he goes, and then, my sister, out of nowhere, so I couldn't even go
there she is, because it was out of nowhere. She's like, did you put the fucking money up? And I go, what? I go, you think I couldn't put $200,000 up?
Yes.
I mean, I go, it was my fucking idea. The first one I ever had in my life. You're going to steal it from me?
So you thought you were going to put up all of her money and take half of the profit? No. No. Sorry. So she's like, yeah, this is why you don't do business with family. Bullshit. You can do business with anyone. If you go in with trust and you're not looking to cheat somebody, and you, like, make a plan saying, like, we have pizza ovens. Let's call it Nono's Pizza. You guys can have 50% and I'll have 50%. I'm not paying shit. You guys are. Can I put my finger inside Louis' butthole one time? I mean, have a meeting. Have a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like at least have something on paper. So Gorga's like...
That's a big ask on this show.
I know.
It's a big ask.
It's like the Flintstones. So Gorga's like, I don't want this. You know, it's terrible. You would think that you'd want to make it right. You would think. That's like a big theme with them. You would think.
You would think. You would think if you was going to paint a pizza oven.
Why start now? Why start thinking now?
So then Melissa pulls another one of her fake crying things out. She's Melissa, so full of shit. She's like, I think that she's just so selfish. She just doesn't want to share. She doesn't want to share in the pizza oven riches.
You know what? I'm crying now also. I'm crying because this is a very sad story. You know what else is sad? Jennifer, she's a disheveled drug addict. She sees Babel's eyes on the ceiling. Very sad. Very, very sad right now.
You know, the next person to steal that idea should be Jennifer. She can make a drug oven and just cook drugs to do while she's disheveled.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go to Rachel's house. All of this has happened like over breakfast. So now it's Rachel's having an afternoon party, and so they're blowing up a scallop shell, and then like the world's most depressed mermaid shows up. She just got off her shift at Jamba Juice and is like, all right, mama's got to make some money tonight.
Girl, I'll tell you this much. Uno's was missing a star this day. Okay? Because this girl really was. I was like, what is that going to be? Like a photo? No, it's just a girl in a really large plastic wig.
Yeah.
Doing this with a ball.
And they didn't even bother putting her in the pool or anything. They just had her sit
in a corner.
On
it was
a float.
Like in a corner.
And just
in a
sit
corner
there.
By a fence.
Yeah. It was like she was having a talk show and none of the guests showed up.
And Rachel Fuda's like, I go above and beyond everything in every aspect of my life. Honestly, I'm a perfectionist. In like a bad way. I want to make it more of like an experience.
Cut to the girl just like.
I know.
Sitting on top of the outdoor air conditioning unit. Like
juggling Sprite bottles. So now Melissa, everyone's getting ready to go to Fuda's big backyard bonanza. And Marge is like, Joe, get over here. Joe, can you help me? Okay, all right, you know what, Joe? You got to cut my eyelash. Can you cut my eyelash, Joe? Joe, can you do it? And he's like, all right, Margie. And
he puts it in his nose. He's like, hey, you think I need to get my nose hair straight? She's like, Joe, that is hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Even your nose is an overeater. That is hilarious, Joe.
That was for you, Joan, and also, I don't know, Gilbert Gottfried, too, all of you.
So the Fesslers arrive first, because of course they do. And Fessler arrives with her husband, Jeff Fessler, the charismatic Jeff Fessler.
Soon to be embroiled in a banking scandal, thanks to me.
So they come in, and Jennifer's like, oh, hello. Who's this? Who's this?
Looking at the lady with the ball, going like that.
And Jen Fessler goes, I don't understand all the extras at these parties. I mean, Teresa's got a woman in a bubble. Rachel's got a mermaid playing with a bubble. What's going on here?
I don't care. I love a Disney character. Jeff, take a picture of me with this crazy waitress from Uno's, all right? So she sits down with her, and the lady's like doing that. And Fessler tells Jeff, she's like, all right, Jeff, make me look thin next to this woman. He goes, How am I going to do that?
Such an asshole. We're going to have hate sex later tonight. Who am I kidding? We're getting it on behind the scallop shell.
He's like a fuckable Milton Berle, isn't he?
Look at him doing the Jersey Shore fist pumping. Remember, like, last week she's like, you wouldn't believe this about Jeff Fessler. He loves fist pumping at the Jersey Shore. He looks like Alan Arkin going out to walk a dog.
So this is a fooda party. So, of course, the stakes are this big.
I know.
Because, of course, they are, you know? And he's like hey, you got to promise, guys. You got to promise to do a bone marrow shot with us. Right?
Rich goes, oh, my God, I think I might throw up. So Fessler's like, hey, honey, I'll drink from any bone you got. Oh, that's not what I meant, Jeff Fessler. You better calm down.
So everybody starts arriving, and Dolores is talking to Rachel about having fun last night and Bill Aiden being so wasted. And Rachel's like, well, I texted Jen, but she didn't text me back. And Jackie's like, you know, everybody, I think that Jen is a little fragile right now.
She's a little fragile.
She's going through a real rough time right now. Oh, her marriage is going down the hill.
She's having
it's
a
going
hard
down the hill.
She's talking to little glass figurines of animals. She's waving at trolleys going by in New Orleans. She's just going through a tough time right now.
So Jackie's like,
yeah, you know, I just don't think that she's very happy, you know? Like with Bill, she was telling me how they're fighting over how to raise kids. She was saying it's like really hard to, you know, buy them Amazon packages and have someone critique them about it.
Dolores is like, I had no idea about any of this. She's fragile. She's got problems with Bill. Nobody tells me nothing. What am I, chopped liver? And Margaret's like, you hate her. She's like, oh.
Do you remember your storyline? By the way, I love how, like, Jennifer is mad that her parenting is being critiqued by Bill when there was literally, a five-episode fight where Jennifer was critiquing Jackie for having pizza at a kid's party.
You're gonna raise your kids like that? What's wrong with you?
Well, it's different when it comes from another woman. Being criticized while your husband is out fucking himself in the pool house is different. Team Jen on that one. Bill's like, you're doing a terrible job. Now I'll be in the pool house watching Pornhub.
And singing Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
It's like, all right, well, I guess I have to admit, I'm not in a place where I know a personal business right now, okay? But no matter how much she's pissed me off or what she's done to me, and then we get the greatest hits of like, you all stupid bitch! Whenever they show, like, Jen clips, it's like, oh! And then I rewind it 10 times and just make this sound.
You know, I have to say, I was not going to forgive her, but then she was talking and got a little spit on me and made me remember, you know, it's like Frank. He spits on me all the time, and I welcomed him back in my life, so why not Jennifer, too? It was not sexual, guys. Frank literally talks like this, and like everyone's covered.
It is so sad that he's being separated now. Poor Frank, wherever you are tonight, Frank. I miss your low-life, cheating son of a bitch ass, Frank. So Joe Gorga comes in, just like him.
My man, right? What is that, a fucking mermaid there?
Hey,
honey, you just served me chicken wings last week. Those was good.
There he is.
The machine just goes haywire. There he is.
So Evan throws a football at Joe. It goes over his head. What else
of
is new?
Of course, poor Joe. They should just start tossing Joe. He's got the pig skin going on, a lot of tanning. So Joe's like, oh, yeah? You know what? Like, you know how we initiated Fuda? That was fucking crazy, right? Right? Remember that? Remember how he was like, there he is, and we like, rip, and we're like, whoa, that's him. That was so fucking great. You know what? We can't initiate Louie like that, right? Because that guy's a fucking pussy, am I right? Am I right? That guy's fucking weak. Was he a fucking woman?
Yeah, hey,
he cried like a little bitch. You are the only man I've seen cry like a little bitch on this show, sir. like every episode, including this one.
Hey, you guys see the video on Instagram of Nate and what's his face? Louis with Nate and Bill, huh? You see that? And then we see this video, which I completely forgot about until this moment. I totally forgot about this.
I forgot about this video. Okay.
All right.
You do it. So we had a really great conversation about forgiveness. Forgiveness being a huge issue today in America, in the world. Forgiveness. It's hard. What do you think about forgiveness?
Bill and Nate Cabral are on either side of him, like they're in the Backstreet Boys, just like kissing the camera, like, yeah, yeah.
Louis, who did not want to talk about last year's weird-ass Instagram videos, like,
hey, let's do another video where I have guys standing over me for no reason. And I say, let's talk about something.
Well, one thing I've learned by dating lots and lots of men is that people who love to preach forgiveness do that because they need to be forgiven a lot. Okay?
Yep.
So, Bill and Nate, the boy band, I can't. So, Louis's like, everyone's out there just trying to forgive somebody. Think about God. It's like, what the fuck are you even talking about now? Now you're just saying random things. So then Joe tells us, he's like, oh yeah? You gonna teach the world about forgiveness? Teach your fiance about it. There I am.
So then they do their own parody video where Gorka's like, so, last night, we had a great night. We had a party. We waxed John Fuda. It took about 20 minutes just to get one strip off. That was fun. That was funny. That was a good gag video,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. We did it because God told me to. I was like, listen, you know, I get it, but it doesn't work without Bill and Nate being there like. Mm.
It's like LFO.
So then Marge, who for whatever reason is like the alcohol police today, Marge is over there going, is that mermaid drunk? What's wrong? Leave the fucking mermaid alone.
I know.
That poor girl is wearing 100 pounds of plastic hair. She's sitting on a blow-up fence, a blow-up chair by a fence, and she's missing the tips at Uno. None of you are going to give her money.
And you
leave her alone. She can be drunk if she wants to.
You know, that back is stuck to that float, too. Let's be honest. We've all been there. So Jennifer Fessler is asking Melissa how she's doing.
Oh, and like this. This is how Fessler does it. She's like, oh.
Hello, Melly. How are we doing? You seemed upset yesterday.
I was like, oh, we're Melly now? Gotta love Fessler.
Melly. I didn't even pick up that you called her Melly.
Yeah, it's like, hello, Melly.
Melly Mortado. So she's like, Melissa's like, I just never thought that would ever come out of Teresa's mouth. I was like, what? Was there like a three-syllable word? I don't know.
Was it the entire Pledge of Allegiance without a missed word? Like what?
Was it the proper use of arsenal? I just didn't think she had it in her. So Dolores is like, you know what? At one point she said if I invited her mom, I would have to invite the sisters, which is why she didn't invite your mother, Donna Marco, who's never done a terrible thing on Twitter, an angel.
And Melissa's like, well, what's the big deal? So you invite 5 more people to a wedding. I just don't get it. Why this stage, excuse me, does anybody here watch anything involving a wedding? 5 people to a wedding, that's $19 million in today's
that
economy.
That is. Although, to be fair, like, literally, Chanel Ayan was at this wedding, so I think there was money to spare. That's not anti-Chanel. I'm just saying, like...
There was room. So Melissa's like, yeah, what's the deal with 5 people? It's this stage in life. Just do the right thing. Like, who doesn't just do that because it's the right fucking thing to do? Aren't you the one who is selling fake purses from Canal Street out of your... Can I not get a do the right thing from Melissa today? Thanks.
So now, Teresa's grand entrance.
Like when Teresa's trying to be nice, so she does that super high pitch.
Sounds like we're being invaded. Whoa. It's like I'm gonna start listening to like Aerosmith or something. So Pearl Harbor.
Other girls are still talking to Melissa, and Marge is like, oh, well, you know what everyone needs to do? They need to own their pot. That's what they need to do, and not be drugs. I'm sick of drugs. So Fester's like, what did you say? And Marge is like, well, oh, Fester goes, oh, really, Marge? What did you say about owning your pot?
Okay, you know what? I've owned my pot 1,000 times, okay? I've apologized to Jennifer Aiden, and the problem is she's trying to get into my relationships, into my Snickers creamer with everyone else. And then Danielle's repeating it. Danielle said that my Snickers crema is full of poison. I mean, that's toxic behavior right there if you want to talk about poison.
So then Jen comes in and she's like, hey, everybody. Oh my God, they have a mermaid.
Do you think the mermaid knows anything about therapy? Because Bill and I are right here. We could do it right now, baby.
They replaced Judy with the mermaid.
Yeah. The mermaid's just been sitting there waiting for patients.
Dr. Judy's like, listen, I just want what's the best for you. And if it's the mermaid from Uno's, it's the mermaid from Uno's.
So Fudo's like, Fudo's like, hey, you made it. And Bill's like, you think you could kill me? Gotta spank harder next time.
The fucking guys, they're just like slapping each other's butts. Like, you was wasted! You was wasted! Oh my God, that was fucking crazy! Oh my God!
And then Margaret is so unhappy to see Jennifer that like the world's largest piece of parsley gets stuck in her teeth. She's like, that's my anger parsley.
I don't even want to hug Jennifer because I might start on fire from all that polyester. Like, have you seen what you're wearing? Okay, listen, nobody on this show can come after each other for polyester or plastic or that stuff you cover booze in diners, okay?
I don't know what that is, but I like...
Plastic I like to think, stuff. You know, you cover the booze. What's her buns? Fuda. Rachel Fuda's wearing that red thing in her confessional that's made of the diner...
The Mylar, it's concrete.
They're telling us, we're just concrete. Not listening. We will never win Price is Right.
I know.
We don't listen to shit.
$25. $1. So my favorite thing of all time, cornhole. They're playing cornhole. I have very controversial opinions on cornhole. I hate it.
They
should
cornhole.
Just rename it Picking Up Beanbags. It's just picking up beanbags.
Why don't you just get a map of America, shit on it, and start it on fire, dude? Cornhole's amazing. Okay, so I'll just take a moment and...
All right, sorry, I riled up everyone.
You did.
Know.
Look what you did to that side of the audience. So like half of those people are going to be thrown out over cornhole.
I know. Well, actually, I do have to say, what's interesting about Jersey is that they actually don't use beanbags. They just use those porterhouse steaks and just throw them.
Fuda's just catching him every time. I'm a man!
In his mouth.
So Joe comes up and he's like, hey, Dolores, hey, where's Paulie, huh? How's he doing? How's that fucking pussy doing? Because he ain't here, is he?
Yeah, man.
How's he?
There he not is.
So then Dolores is like, oh, well, his blood pressure's really high. He doesn't really feel good today. He fell off the stairs because Frank still hasn't put the side thing on it yet.
Is that on Tinder? Like, does Dolores require somebody with really high blood pressure? Because I feel like that's all she's attracted to.
This has been the season of Dolores' men and their strange off-camera medical emergencies. Where's Frank? Oh, he's in the hospital. He's been in there for about 5 days. He's already lost 60 pounds. It's like, what? Dolores!
Oh, God.
Those poor nurses. Just calls them all Dolores.
So Jen comes up to Dolores and she's like, hi, Dolores.
I was just hoping that you and I could get together this week, maybe, and have a talk about stuff.
Love sober Jen. She, like, doesn't understand why anyone hates her.
You're in luck. Today's Be Nice to a Skank Day. Sure, I'll do it. So then Margaret and Danielle are by the bar, and Margaret's like, oh, by the way, hi, we didn't get to talk today, or How's it going?
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to talk last night. It might be a good thing that we didn't get to talk last night, huh? Let's go have a chat, you and I.
Like, oh, you're really scary, Danielle. And Danielle looks terrified, by the way. She's kind of red in the face. Like, oh my God, here we go, my first big one.
Just remember, you're on reality TV first. You're on True Life. I'm from Staten Island. Okay, you can take this, bitch.
That whole episode, I didn't watch a whole episode, but I saw clips that people posted of her, and it's all about losing your accent to get more acting work.
Yeah.
Wow. Were there any success stories from that show ever?
I don't know.
So Danielle's like, I am like so mad right now. Like my brain could explode because this is built up, the situation, and she's hearing from Rachel and it ain't true.
And I don't let things go because they snowball into all these other crazy things. Nah, let's go. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it right fucking now, bitch.
Okay, my arm is up and I'm ready to engage with you. Okay. Okay, I was taken, honestly, okay, you know what, you little trollop? I was taken aback because at the game, you know, you said to me, oh, don't worry about, like, you know, about you coming for me or anything, da 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 da. And then then all of a sudden you see Rachel again, and then you're saying, oh, Margaret has an arsenal. And do you even know what that word
time
means?
Time out. This was not a Danielle was meeting up with Rachel throwing haymakers at everybody.
What's a haymaker? What is that?
It's a punch.
It is? It's a haymaker? Oh, I love it.
So they throw their haymakers at everybody. So this is why I'm upset, because it's almost being brought to you like it was a catty conversation, and I'm actually annoyed that Rachel would do something like that to...
What are you doing? Right. Why are you sending it in Morse code? It's not scarier that way.
All right, do we have any Snapple we can pour on her just to cool her down for a moment? Okay. Listen, she was like Danielle said, I was judgmental. That's what she said, okay? And so then, you know, I'm getting caught up in my own personal tooth.
Rachel, come here for a sec. Come here for a sec, haymaker bitch. Get over here, bitch.
Yeah, so Rachel Fuda comes over. And Jackie and Dolores are just watching on the sidelines. And Jackie's like, what's going on over there? Do you think they're talking about how unhappy Jennifer is?
Probably discussing what an alcoholic Bill and Jennifer are. I mean, disgusting behavior. Disgusting.
So Rachel's like, listen, you weren't attacking her. You were just saying, you know, that you were something about Johnny Carson. Arsenal, not Johnny Carson, for crying out loud. God.
Yeah, but it's kind of throwing me under the bus, trying to stir shit up. So that was not conversation, Rachel. That was not conversation.
Did you say that, though?
Yeah, but you said it like, oh, she had an arsenal. You said it like that. You said it like, oh, arsenal.
Why would that even be in your head? If you want to answer because it's Jennifer Aiden, feel free.
Well, it's because your ex-friend is coming out saying stuff.
Oh, well, you believe everything that somebody else tells you?
Oh, well, is the boo made of cheese?
No, it's not made of cheese.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you then.
Listen, I think it's bullshit that they would even meet with someone like that. Of course, I'm talking about my ex-friend who's not on the show that Jennifer went and talked to and then dug up things and then accused me of digging up things. I think it's fucked up they wouldn't even meet with them in the first place. Now, excuse me, I've got a huge amount of cilantro in my teeth. Excuse me. That was a big monologue to not work on my cilantro.
So then we see Mel and Jen standing on the side, Melissa and Jen, and Melissa's like, okay, here's what's going on. She told Rachel that Margaret has an arsenal, and then she told me that you're the one who said the thing about the arsenal. And Jennifer's like,
oh, well, we were just telling her, watch out for Margaret. And I'd say that to Margaret's face. Hey, Margaret, watch out for Margaret.
Okay, I'm going to tune that out. Okay, listen, Danielle, okay? Let's not repeat things that we hear from people, okay?
I was just conversating.
Conversing.
Yeah, conversating is a word.
No, it's not. Conversating is not a word.
All right. You know coffee talk? Snickers. And my, you know that? We was coffee talking. That's what we were doing.
You're literally not making any sense, but if you're asking for Snickers creamer right now, I will give it to you.
Conversing.
And I can't even believe I'm standing here because you were doing the same shit and you were making me out to be the bad guy, fooler.
And Rachel's like, what did I say?
You were doing this.
Just, oh, really? Then say what I said. And she's like,
So Margaret's like, okay, you know what? You're repeating things third party.
No, I'm not. There's the second party of the weekend.
So Danielle's like,
well, it's healthy to talk about things. You know, if you feel things, you're going to talk about it.
No, it's not healthy to talk about things that aren't true. No, it's not.
And then Danielle's like,
I can't even spell arsenal. Can we just get that straight? I don't know what the fucking arsenal is. And if that made you feel a certain way, then I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry about it.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to have someone seeding bullshit all over the place. Okay, that's high school. Fucking graduate. A-R-S-E-N-A-L for crying out loud.
So Danielle tried it. And I applaud her because it was a good try. But she Marge tried. Is like, no. Marge is just like,
she
boom.
Yeah, she lost it when she said conversate, let's be honest.
Yeah. But it's so unfair. It's like you can't put a Marge on this show and expect fights to be fair. Because Marge just has to win by going, that's not a word.
I know. And remarkably, that comes up a lot.
She's like the scorekeeper on Scrabble. Like, not a word. No.
Please be more specific. So Danielle's all upset because she thought she and Rachel were like newbies and they're like sisters in it together against the new girls, and now she's feeling betrayed by Rachel.
She was betrayed by Rachel. And by the way, from Danielle's perspective, fuck Rachel. What the hell, Rachel? Like, Rachel went straight to her and went and tattletaled to whose side she wants to be on. She wants to be with Marge. She has picked Marge and those girls, Marge's crew. And Danielle has picked Teresa and her crew. Now, Danielle, you're going to have to get used to being yelled at because your crew's the scariest.
Okay? Yeah, it's a scary crew.
So now, but I'm glad someone's on that crew. They need somebody else. It can't just be Teresa and Jennifer.
No.
They're literally standing there by themselves. They can't even have a conversation. Like, they need somebody else.
Yeah, it's rough over there.
Yeah.
So there's more drinking. We find out that Frank is going to be showing up later by water, which I choose to believe that he's arriving by, like, water skis. And that he has, like, a little, like, you know, one of those flowery, like, water caps on. And he's, like, singing, like, the Go-Go's. Like, vacation time to get away, Delore!
Delore.
So Jackie sees Dolores, so she goes over and she's like,
oh, hello, Dolores. So you stormed out last night. Is everything okay with you?
She goes, I'm okay. I'm just touchy with Frank.
Yeah. Frank seems sad.
She's like, I'm not worried about Frank, Jackie.
I don't want to hear it, okay? You know what? Let's not talk about Frank's pity party. Let's worry about putting Paul on a pedestal because this is all you bitches have wanted for the last few years.
I finally get a fucking boyfriend and now you're going to ask about fucking Frank? We're dropping this. We're dropping this right fucking now, okay? We're dropping this faster than my mother drops a vegetable at breakfast. We're done. So, and Jackie just kind of nods and looks around like,
okay, well, that went well.
All right, I'll go back to stirring up some other shit. So Fesler goes up to Teresa and Louie, and she's like, hi, it's Jennifer Fesler. I love that last night your man, Louie, over here was just eager to make everything good.
Yeah, yeah. You know why? Because I was with a horrible woman in my prior relationships. I was like, oh, God.
All their fault, guys. He just has terrible luck.
And that's really what it comes down to. I was caught with this thing with ego. But if you don't live up to your mistakes.
What mistakes? It was everybody else that you were dating. These horrible fucking women. My God, this guy is a fucking red flag.
So Teresa's like,
yeah, Louie's amazing. And you know what? If my brother would have called me and said, hey, Teresa, can you invite my mother-in-law? I would have been like, no problem, Joey, I'll invite her.
No, I know, Teresa, but the impression that she seems to have is that you have a problem with her mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law, is there something there, Teresa? She goes, well, there's a history there between, like, her and, like, the whole family, all right? Like, it's years ago. It was stuff. And Jack is like, you know what? I can't even listen to this. Melissa is beside... Listen to Teresa over there. Melissa is beside herself, tearlessly crying over there. And Teresa is justifying it right now.
So Teresa's like, yeah, Joey should have called me, okay? He's making a mountain out of a mohawk.
He's making a mohawk mountain. He's making a mountain into a mole
sauce. He's making a mole mountain.
She's like,
yeah, she should have just called me. I don't got it. Babe.
Okay, so our theory up to this point has been, like, Louis is showing, like, emotionally abusive behavior by being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to take care of this problem in your family. And then he goes to the family members and acts like he's the good guy, and Teresa's really the bitch who's doing everything wrong.
Right.
Like, this is classic. We all have Lifetime, I'm assuming, you know? This is classic behavior. Well, now we get a little more insight into this in this episode, because Teresa goes,
babe, could you talk to it? You take care of it, babe. You do it.
So this is where we see that Teresa, every time Teresa gets into a pickle now, since Louis is so peaceful, she's like,
take care of it, babe.
Yeah.
You do it.
So he's like, hey, Melissa, can we talk for a moment? Is it cool? Okay, come here, sister-in-law. Now listen. I mean this very sincerely.
No, okay. I'm sorry to step in, other Louis, but...
Okay, Louis.
I mean this sincerely.
Okay, hey, can you give me a hand? Can you give me... It's a serious moment. Give me a hand. Now, I really mean this. I really mean this when I say this to you. This wedding has been beautiful, even though it hasn't happened. But it's also been like bombs going off, okay? And your mother has never been nothing but beautiful and kind and sweet to my boys.
Do you have a boner right now? Is that a boner?
I want to talk about forgiveness. So
now we go over to Jackie, and Jackie's like, Jackie's talking to Teresa, and she's like, you know what?
Well, she's talking about her. She's talking about her, you're right.
I don't think that
she cares that Louis invites the mom. I think that she's pissed that Teresa didn't invite her mom from day one. That's the problem. And Teresa's like, ha!
She appears out of nowhere.
What'd you say? What are you talking about, Louis?
That's not a jump scare you want in your life. You don't want Teresa just appearing, okay?
Out of nowhere.
Well, we're just saying that Melissa's really upset because you didn't invite a family to your wedding.
Why is everybody talking about this? I mean, if Melissa and my brother had a problem, they should have talked to me.
Well, you weren't there this morning. She was very upset that you said that there's history. And Melissa's one of my best friends, and she was crying this morning. She was crying.
There was almost a tear. It was so emotional.
All right, then she should call her sister-in-law. She got a problem with the guest list, all right? You got a lot to say about everyone. And she goes, actually, just about a few people, Teresa.
And Danielle's like,
oh, yeah? And you know what? I have to be honest. I was really mad to hear you guys were all talking shit about my brother last night, because when I talked to you guys at your house, Jen, it was so honest and so real. And that shit should have been good enough for each and every one of you.
All right, that was a nice monologue, Danielle, but this is Jen Fessler talking. I just don't understand. I mean, you blocked him on social media, and then he says, guess what, sister? Done? Disowned?
Yeah.
I mean, is that really what happened? I mean, that's cuckoo, okay? Even the mermaid doesn't believe it, right, mermaid?
Yeah, mermaid, you want a fucking piece, mermaid, huh? Huh? You want to make some fucking mozzarella by hand? You can't, bitch. Stay over there, all right?
It's a moot's maid. So Jackie's like, well, listen, I know what it takes to get to that point where you just say no more, so it just feels like it doesn't make any sense, this whole story.
Oh, yeah, but what, you're reaching for something like, oh, Danielle must have had something to do with the brother. Is that what you're doing? Are you reaching? Are you reaching, huh? You want me? Can you reach me? Try. Try right now, bitch.
And Dolores is just eating a little plate of grapes and cheese. She goes, the sister-in-law. Something there, I bet. Something there.
Don't even go there. Don't even fucking go there, all right? You made fun of me on Instagram. I blocked him. That's the M, period, 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 all right? Which actually means dot, 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 which is an ellipsis, which actually means I got more to say, but I'm not going to say shit, okay?
You guys, don't look at this sun. There's an ellipsis.
Oh, my God. I did that one time. I'm still seeing spots.
Oh, my God. It's an ellipsis, my God. I'm blinded, right before the wedding.
I don't know if Danielle thinks that there are editors just editing out her storyline, but she's literally told Melissa the problem with her brother is that she started fighting with the sister-in-law
she
planning for the wedding. Like, she said that. It's not a mystery.
So she's like, Danielle's like, yeah, why do I have to be villainized about this situation? So Jennifer's like, yeah, mister. Yeah. Why isn't your word good enough for crying out loud, mister?
Oh my God. Listen, what are you, cholesterol? No one's villainizing you. Okay? Calm down. And Danielle's like,
I don't know how I could possibly be more hurt with what's going on in my family life, but they're coming at me with something that's so heartbreaking.
And she storms out again, because that's her thing. She's like, I'm
leaving
thing.
Again. They're trying to call me a liar. That's everything I'm now. They want to hurt me less than just sucker punch me in the face. Just fucking punch me in the face. You know what you should do? Lay me on the ground, get a fucking train, and run me over with it.
So Margaret's like, you know what? I'm going to say something in the confessional right now that I definitely will not have to clarify at the reunion.
Surely America's not going to take this to heart.
America, and definitely not Danielle and Jennifer Aiden, will definitely not take this wrong, and especially not Teresa. Listen, Danielle's been talking shit about me nonstop. Am I living in a huff? No. And since you're so busy talking to Teresa and Jennifer about me, maybe I can call your brother and your sister-in-law, and maybe they'd like to tell me some stories about you, because I could put that in my arsenal. Oh, shit. Sorry, I forgot. The following words were supposed to be an analogy. Forgot to announce it.
So Jen and Tree are now talking, and Jen's like,
I mean, that girl's coming through a lot, man.
And Teresa goes,
yeah, that girl's fucking over it, I'll tell you that. I don't remember her name right now, but that shit's over for her.
We should also mention that off to the side, the guys are doing bone marrow shots.
Fura.
I'll put a bone in my mouth any moment.
Not my first time with a bone shot.
So Teresa's like, all right. So of course they make it about themselves, right? So Rachel's like, oh my God, you guys, even though I started this whole fight with Danielle and everybody else, I totally feel terrible for her right now. And Teresa's like,
yeah, it's just like me. Because, like, you guys, and you're going to get kicked out in about 2 fucking seconds. I'm going to tell you that right now, all right?
You better all be right? careful.
Keep it quiet over there, all right?
So Teresa's like, yeah, just like me. Because you guys and everybody like Jackie and everyone always causing fucking problems.
But the only thing that you should tell Melissa and my brother is nothing about me, right?
Whoa.
Rachel goes... What the fuck are you talking about, Teresa? she's like, it's wild to me that Danielle just walked out 5 seconds ago and everyone's already talking about themselves. So Teresa's going back to this thing. If my brother would have called me. I love Teresa's logic. I'm going to do a dick thing, but it's really my brother's fault because he didn't call to fix the dick thing.
It's so easy. He just had to call me. I'm like the easiest person.
So Rachel's like, I think the problem is that she wasn't invited in the first place, Teresa. And Teresa goes,
oh, yeah? Get the whole story before you open your mouth.
It's for sale right now, Penguin Books. So
then she goes, what are you, shit starter?
No one should get involved in family share, right?
Woman who walked around Evan's own birthday party being like,
I heard he's getting blowjobs in the locker rooms.
So then Melissa, Louis, and Tree are talking because Tree storms up to this conversation with Melissa and Louis. So she storms up. She goes,
all right, all right, all right. I want to know what's going on because everyone's talking about this shit.
There's all no problem. Babe, there's no problem. Babe.
Yeah, there
there's
is.
No problem.
Yeah,
there's no
there
problem,
is because that's what's talking about it. So what you got to say about it? What you got to say about it? You want to talk about it? You want to talk about it?
You know what? You came over and ruined a beautiful moment between me and Melissa. I was holding your hand. I was holding her hand, and we were about to shoot an Instagram video where I said, let's talk about holding hands.
You know what I need from you? I need for you to respect our space.
And she, Teresa goes,
but Jackie!
I don't care. I don't care if God came down and said something. This is our space, and it's safe.
But I want, but like, if she just to call me, but like, well, but Donna, but like Melissa, but then Jackie, then Rachel, oh, Rachel, then Jackie.
It's like, okay, you know what? You know what? You're not making any sense right now, Teresa, okay? Doesn't matter what you're saying. You need the respect that I'm sitting here with your beautiful sister-in-law, Melissa.
And it does work, because Teresa's like, all right, all right. So she backs down for now. And Melissa tells us there's two sides to Louis because, like, he wants to look like, hey, I'm the good guy, I'm going to fix it, but then he just can't control it when he's angry, which must be fucking horrible to deal with. Thankfully, you're married to Joe.
Yeah.
Fuck are these people talking about on this show?
So then Louis's like,
okay, just bear with me, okay, Melissa? Hand, please. May I have your hand and not marriage? There we go. Melissa, I went looking for your mom last night. I was looking and I couldn't find her. I was like, Donna, Donna. And I would love for her to come to our wedding. I'm sorry for all this confusion. It's a beautiful moment, don't you agree?
Here's this. Just put this pillow on your lap. I mean, it's hard to sit. It's honestly hard to sit here. Listen, I'm not being judgmental. I think I was hurt. I think that's why, okay? We won't fight anymore. Please stop talking to me about my mom with the boner, okay? I'll do whatever you need for me to do.
There's a lot of hurt going around. A lot of hurt. Teresa actually just punched the mermaid, so she's literally hurting right now.
And now Joe's there, right? Because Joe's wandered over there. So Louis goes, yeah, there's so much hurt. And Louis just looks like he always smells a squirrel about a block away. He's just like...
And it is like, it's like, just understand, I'm marrying her in 31 days, which is notable because over the course of the episode, it's like, I'm marrying her in 28 days. In 21 days.
He's just doing tomorrow. Movie titles at this point, you know. So he's like, but I want peace. And Melissa goes, yeah, but you know who's causing it all? Your fiance. And Louis just like, I'm not nodding, I'm just... It's closer. It's close. It's in the front yard. I'm going to need a minute.
So Teresa's like,
yeah, well, you know what? My brother needs therapy because he keeps blaming me. And that mermaid charges too much.
So
Margaret's like, no, he's not blaming you. He's absolutely not blaming you, okay? He's not an alcoholic. Unlike some people we know, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, she has daddy issues. She needs to get help.
Oh, my God. And she said,
oh, yeah, she got daddy issues.
Oh, no, so Teresa, no.
Jackie goes, Teresa, that's not nice. And Teresa goes,
Jackie, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up and get out of my face.
Get out of my fucking place. Shut the fuck up. Come on, Jack.
She goes, yeah, but don't you think that's a little mean to say about someone who lost their dad in a car accident at 16?
No.
Nah. No, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
She's attached to my brother. There's issues. You're pissing me the fuck off now. Get out of my face, Jackie.
Why? Melissa always talked about how she'd had daddy issues. You know, her father would go out all the time. He was cheating on the ma. He was never home. So that's why she always had a leash on my brother. The kids had, my kids had daddy issues. So what? Everybody's got them.
Like, oh. Teresa doing Teresa.
Teresa's got it, Teresa, at every moment. My God.
So we go back over to the other area, and Louis is talking to Joe. He's like,
you know what? Hey, Joe, can we talk as if we're not going to go into the past? Because I'm a good man. Yeah, and I live with your four nieces.
Yeah.
I wear your father's pajamas at night. Just to make them feel safe. And loved. Do you know that? I never even washed them. In the morning, I put them up to my nose and smell Nono's ball sack. And I know we're safe. You know, when you can smell a little bit of that pee, let me tell you something. When they say you're in, it means you're in this family.
Do you know how hard it was to find silkies with an octopus eating a meatball? Most romantic shit I ever did with your nieces.
It's like, Louie, Jesus.
This is the first time that Joe Gorga's crazy eyes actually made sense.
Saved by the Teresa comes over saying, "What's going on, huh? What's going on?" Joe's like, "What are you talking about, me?" He's like, first of all, Teresa, we ain't gonna fight right now, all right? Because you was already arguing over there.
Yeah, you listen, don't you dare fight. The two of you, don't you dare fight.
And Joe Gorga's like, listen, hey, I gotta plead my case right now. I gotta plead my case.
Hold on. Listen, you hold this.
Hold this pillow first.
I'm gonna take this pillow off my crotch, all right? Now, you hold this pillow, because when you have this pillow, you can talk, all right? Now, imagine Nono walking around the house naked, because I'm in his pajamas, so he's only covering his Nono parts with this pillow, all right? All right, Joe, speak. You got Nono's penis pillow. Here you go, Joe. There you go.
Hey, there it is. So Teresa's like,
that's what the therapist said, all right? That's what the therapist said. You gotta got a penis pillow, all right?
It's called pillow talk. Okay, Joey, my brother. Listen, if you just had called me and said, hey, call Donna Marco and say, why don't you invite her? Everything would have been okay. Instead, you told all the strangers.
Babe, this is about you stealing his pizza oven, okay? Now we all know that Donna Marco story is just a fake story, okay? This is all about that fucking pizza, skinny pizza oven. By the way, yeah, thank you. This is true. It's like they don't realize they've already admitted it and they're gonna keep this other fake shit going on. You think Donna Marco wants to buy this idiot a present again? No. Donna Marco's like, what could you get the woman who deserves nothing, you know? So, it's about the pizza. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. So Teresa's like,
yeah, but instead you're talking to all these strangers about all this bullshit.
And then Melissa, of course, sees them possibly about to work things out, because they always do when it's just those two talking. So Melissa sees it and goes, why is my husband over there talking to Teresa?
Oh, yeah, you want to think I hear from all these fucking people? No, if you got something to say to me, you tell me to my face. I might not understand the words about it. But Louie will explain it to me later, all right? I would have did it. I would have did it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so Joe's like, you know what? I'm so tired of this. I'm tired. And she's like, well, you know what? Like, you should have said, listen, you know what? Melissa, here's the problem. If you had gone up to Margaret and said, hey, that's my sister-in-law. That's my future father-in-law. That's my father-in-law's pajamas on him. You don't say that. Then this would have been avoided.
Oh, yeah? Well, you should have stuck up for your brother when Jennifer was talking about him. I can't with this show. Okay, so we're still
going. This is
still the fight. Listen, as a recapper, this is 10 to 20 pages a week of this shit.
Yeah,
okay?
It was hours.
This has
hours.
Been literal years. You're mad that he didn't stand up against Jen, and you're mad that she didn't stand up against Margaret, You're both emotional fucking terrorists, okay? Everyone else.
Thank you.
Everyone around you is a fucking victim of you two fucking crazy people. And whatever the fuck No-No and his crazy-ass pajamas did to you both.
And we can all agree the biggest victim of this is Jennifer Aiden, who's now a disheveled drug addict. A big victim. Out of control.
We'll work for beer. That's what we're wearing now to parties, Jennifer.
So basically, so there's the usual things, the fighting, etc. And then Teresa's telling Louis, fix it, fix it, yeah, fix it.
They're screaming so much, Teresa just runs away and goes, fix it, Louis, fix it, fix it.
And Melissa's like, you're the matriarch, you fix it, which is her way of saying you're old, let's face it. It's true.
My poor brother is so tired. I feel so bad for my poor brother.
And Melissa's like, I'm the one at home holding him when he cries.
Then you should make it better.
Excuse me. I'm available.
So Melissa's saying that Teresa has hate in her heart. And Gorga's like, you happy? You happy? Why you so mean? Why you're like, fuck you now. You happy, okay? Because I'm happy. I've been happy for a very long time. And she's like, I don't think so. Because if you were so happy, you would want to be a beautiful family.
Oh, my God. These two. So Teresa's like, I'm not going to put you in my wedding if you fucking messing with me. It's like, no one cares, Teresa. Oh, my God. So then James, there's no one named James on this show.
The stupid fat sluts. Hello, I'm here to DJ the party. Who is this mermaid? Who is this fat slut mermaid? Okay, Ali Cat, no, I'm near the mermaid. Ali Cat, no, I'm near the mermaid.
Melissa. Melissa puts on this sweet little face and everyone trusts Melissa. Tell you what, she's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Wolf walks in there, dresses like a sheep, fucks all the other sheep. That's what's happening. The sheep have assholes this big. It's a wolf, goddammit. It's a fucking wolf.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. I just played New Jersey. Woo! James out. James out.
I'm into trash and all. So Jackie's like, Teresa pretends to be this healed person, but like my therapist says to me, stop trying to explain what analogy means. You're losing precious moments of your life. Forgot what I was talking about there.
So I don't know where we are. It's just been a lot
so
of
much yelling. So now Teresa is
I don't
going,
know.
Oh,
it's Frank, just... Frank is on a boat somewhere. Dolores, okay.
So now Marge sits down with Teresa because Marge is just always trying to be like, please don't throw a martini in my face. You know, at the end of the day, yes, Marge has done some terrible shit she should get yelled at for. I agree. But at this point, it's like years later, and she's like, please, just don't hurt me with glassware. Okay, at this point. So Teresa's like, hey, Margaret, you know, that fight had to do with you, unfortunately, all right? Because you got to make her understand that last year, when you were saying that stuff, if she had stuck up for me, and Margaret goes,
she did.
Quiet. I'm going to talk very quiet, okay? She did, Teresa. She did. Put this little stick under your tongue, okay, just for a minute. I'm going to give you a little shot here. Thinking like that to Teresa. Teresa's like, no, 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 no. She did, Teresa. No, 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 no.
I'm gonna leave. I can't take this no more. I can't take this shit no more. Oh my God, you have to listen to her. You're still talking, Teresa.
But I can't.
You're not listening, okay? Okay, this is your brother, and that's why he's getting into his car and leaving right now. Look, he just took out the little staircase he needs to get into the driver's seat.
And Louis falls to his knees, and he's like, please, please, Teresa.
I'm begging you.
I smell him. He's put the car into first.
So then we cut to Melissa trying to get out of a parallel parking spot in a new car that the government has created for you not to ever fucking be able to get out of a parallel parking spot. Because they've made it, lady, I swear to Jesus. So they've made it so that if you get this close to a car, the car goes,
yeah.
And it stops and it shakes you. How are you ever going to get out of parallel parking again?
That happened to me the other day. It was very startling. I was like across the road. Like, whoa.
There's a baby three blocks away.
So Joe's like, yeah, hey, isn't this about a... So Louis comes out to the car, and Joe's like, hey, we got it. Louis, could you move your car, all right? We don't know how to park, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and what are you sitting with Marge for, huh? Come on, I thought Marge was a problem with the family, huh? Like what, Marge is so fucking dirty, right? How about you sit with Marge, right?
And then he's like... And Louis's trying to, like, Louis standing up. He's like, oh, come on, Joe. Oh. But, like, because Joe's doing this thing, he's like, oh, with Margaret. He's sort of, like, on top. He's sort of, like, wrapped around Louis. So he starts saying, like, oh, you want to dance now? You want to dance? Is that what's going to happen?
He's like, hey, get off me. I want to punch him in the face so bad. Joe.
And I also want to hug him.
Like, they can't decide. Louis is like, I'm going to go out this guy. At one point, he's like, oh, yeah, little bitch boy, huh? Looks kind of true to me. And Joe's like, what'd you say? He's like, I love you. I love you like a brother.
Forgiveness.
I love
forgiveness
you.
Is great. Let's talk about forgiveness. It's happening in the world.
So back to Teresa. She's like, and Melissa has said to you, shut the fuck up, you dumb pigtail bitch, and don't talk about my sister-in-law one more time or I'll punch you in your fucking fake teeth. What would you have done? And Margaret goes, Teresa. That's not how Melissa speaks.
No.
That's how
she doesn't
speak. Talk
like that, okay?
You speak.
She has very simple words that she sometimes sings and sometimes cries. It's a whole different style.
So then Louis's like, come on, guys. She's just trying to tell you how she felt. She could be wrong.
Let her have the talking penis pillow.
So then Teresa's like,
but she got two sisters. He only has me. She should want to make it better.
Like, now we're numbering the sisters.
Damn it, why didn't she say that 10 years ago? That totally makes sense.
Yeah, totally. It's math. It's sister math.
Yeah, it's sister math.
So Melissa's like, listen, she's telling us, I don't want to hear this shit because he started it and he contributed to it. So stop fucking preaching at me, which thank God, you know. Like, I'm on Melissa's side versus Louis. That's how this show fucks you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Louis's like, listen, I'm 3 days away from my wedding, okay? I love you guys, okay? I want you part of my life. Here, let me have your hand, okay? I'm gonna give you a pillow. There we go. Now just know that the hand that you're touching right now was the same hand that put on your father's pajamas this morning.
Oh my God, now that's definitely a boner. That's definitely a boner. Get away from me.
The fabric, I can't help it.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Everyone, thank you so much for coming out. It's great to be back here in Seattle.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.